Today we have the privilege of studying Yeshaya Perek Samech, chapter 60, which is a single contained unit in terms of parashot. There is a parasha p'tucha at the beginning of the chapter and a parasha stuma at the end. It is one single unit from beginning to end. So the chapter division here corresponds to the Masoretic division and also to a logical division. It is one single literary unit. And it is also, in and of itself, a haftarah for Parshat Ki Tavo. It is the haftarah we read every year in one of the weeks after Tisha B'Av. It is one of the most beautiful haftarot in Sefer Yeshayahu, and it describes in extremely lyrical language the reestablishment of Jerusalem as a world center. Jerusalem is here described in language reminiscent of capitals from the Persian period, and earlier periods. It is a capital to which the world throngs. It is a capital to which Jews come from around the world, and it is a capital which is distinguished by the light and shine of its buildings. And as we will see, that light and shine indicates not only wealth and good building materials, but also divine approval. So that Jerusalem becomes a focus of world attention, a focus of Jewish attention, and a focus of divine attention. And those three themes are intermingled throughout chapter 60. We begin with Pasuk Aleph, Kumi Ori Kiva Orech, Uchavod Hashem Alayich Zarach. Rise and shine because your light has come. And what is your light? The presence of God shines upon you. So here, the very first pasuk, this idea that the light of Yerushalayim is distinct and special, it is divine light, is articulated. This is the light of God that causes Yerushalayim to shine. And that idea is expressed in pasuk bet. Ki hine hachoshech yechase eretz va'arafel le'umim ve'alayich yizrach Hashem uchavodo alayich yera'eh. Behold, darkness will cover the land, and a thick cloud may cover nations, but upon you will shine, Hashem will shine, and his presence will be seen upon you. It's the idea that God's presence is seen in Yerushalayim, even though the other nations may dwell in darkness. V'halechu goyim le'arech, u'melachim le'nogaz archech. Nations will go to your light, towards your light, or nations will walk illuminated by your light. The pasuk is somewhat ambiguous, and it indicates both. Nations coming towards Yerushalayim, but also nations being illuminated by Yerushalayim. And kings to the Lenogaz Archech, to the luminosity of your shine. So the first psukim describe the shine in Yerushalayim as the product of divine approval, the contrast between the rest of the world and Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim becoming a focal point for all nations of the world, where kings and nations come towards Yerushalayim and walk by and to the light of Jerusalem. Now the next unit from Pasuk 4 through Pasuk 17 describes the rebuilding of Jerusalem and the ingathering of exiles and non-exiles to Jerusalem, as we will see. Pasuk 4. Si'i saviv einayich uri'i kulam nikbetzu va'ulach. Banayich merachok yavo'u, uvenotayich al tzad te'amana. Look, lift up your eyes and see. They are all gathered to come to you. Your sons come from afar. Your daughters shall be carried on shoulders. It's the idea of look up your eyes, look around. They are all gathered towards you. Your sons come from afar. Your daughters will be carried on shoulders. All the nations, all the Jews are returning from their exile in all the nations. And as we will see, it is not just the Jews are returning, but the other nations are encouraging them to return. Az tir'i v'nahart, pasuk hey, 5. Az tir'i v'nahart, ufachad v'rachav levavich. Then you shall see and you shall shine. Your heart shall thrill. Ki ye'afech alayich hamon yam, chel goyim yavo'u lach. Because the multitude of the seas will come towards you. The muchness of nations will come towards you. So here we see that it is not only the Jews who are coming to Yerushalayim, but also the wealth of the seas, the muchness of nations, chel goyim, referring both to armies and to property, so that all, from all corners of the world, wealth and people are flowing towards Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the center of the world in a political economic sense, and tribute flows from all parts of the world towards Jerusalem, because it is in Jerusalem that the universal emperor is to be found, and of course that universal emperor is God. As a result of that, all the nations of the world, especially the non-Jewish nations, flow towards Jerusalem, and as part of their flowing towards Jerusalem, the returning exile Jews come as well. So Pasuk Dalet speaks about the sons of Yerushalayim returning, those are the Jews. Pasuk He refers to the nations of the world coming to Jerusalem to bring tribute and to show that Jerusalem is the chief city of the world. Pasuk Vav. Shifat gemalim techasech bichrei midyan ve'efa kulam misheva yavou zahav ulvona yisau utilot Hashem yevaseru. So a caravan of camels will cover you. Young camels of Midian and Ephah, all of them come from Sheva in the southern part of the Arabian Peninsula. So this is describing Jerusalem as the end of the spice route. The spice route is a route of trade in the southern part of the Arabian Peninsula from what's today Teman, Yemen, moving north towards Babylonia. And instead of the spices coming to Babylonia, the spices are now coming to Jerusalem. What are they carrying? At the end of the Pasuk, Zahav ulvona yisau. They are carrying gold and frankincense, different types of valuables. The gold, which was also coming from Ophir, that region in the southern part of the Red Sea, as well as the most precious spice, Levona. And as they're carrying these spices and gold and bringing it towards Jerusalem as tribute, they are also singing the praises of the King of Jerusalem. As we see in the last words of the Pasuk, Tehilot Hashem Yivaseru, they announce the praises of God. And how is the praise of God expressed? That is dealt with in Pasuk Zayin 7. Kol tzon kedari kavtzulach, elei nevayot yeshar tunech, ya'alu al ratzon mizbechi, Uveit tif arti afa'er. All the sheep of Kedar gather towards you. The rams of Nevayot will come to serve you. This refers to sacrifices to God from these sheep and rams who are coming from very far parts of the world. They will go up onto my altar with acceptance, and I will glorify my house of glory. Uveit tif arti afa'er, lashon nofel lashon, here the repetition of the root pe'er, the house of glory will God glory. So it is that God, it is not only that nations are glorifying God's presence by bringing sacrifices, but that God is glorifying his very house. God is glorifying the Beit HaMikdash and making it the chief place in the world. The root tif eret or pe'er literally means chiefness. So God is making his house of glory the chief place. Now we return to the theme of the Jews returning, and then we move on to the theme of the nations of the world returning as well. And these are mixed together in Psukim Chet through Yud Bet. So 8 through 12, the nations of the world and the Jews all returning.
Mi ele ka'av ti'ufena v'chayonim ela ruboteihem. Who are these who fly like clouds and like doves to their dovecotes? Who are these who are flying this way? Who are these who are coming so very quickly? We might think that it is the Jews who are returning, but it is not only the Jews who are returning. Pasuk 9. Ki li iyim yikavu, to me the nations will flow in. Yikavu milshon mikveh, to flow in. To me, the isles, will flow in. Yim, the isles. So to me, the isles will flow in. Va'oniyot tarshish barishona. And in the very first place among the nations who are flowing in are ships of Tarshish. These ships of Tarshish refer to ships that can reach Tarshish. Tarshish was the farthest known place in the ancient world. And so these are the ships, the largest and most powerful ships that can go the farthest distances. So to me the isles flow, as well as Oniyot Tarshish in the first place, and the Barishona here not only means in the very first, the lead the sea convoys, but also that Barishana refers that they will be like they were in the time of Solomon. So Barishana meaning like at first. Lahaviva nayach merachok kaspam uzahava mitam, to bring my sons from afar with their gold and their silver. L'shem Hashem elokayich v'likdosh Yisrael kifei arach, for the name of the Lord your God and for the Holy One of Israel who has glorified you. So that the nations of the world are coming and they are bringing with them the Jews. The Jews are coming as to Jerusalem as part of a process by which the nations of the world, the Gentiles, see Jerusalem as the chief city and bring a tribute. The nations of the world shall, the Gentiles will build your walls, and their kings will serve you. What about the fact that God has been angry at Jews for all these years? In my anger I struck you, and in my kindness I had pity, I had mercy on you. It's the idea of God's, there was a time when God was angry at the Jews, but now God desires the Jews and has pity upon them, and shows his love towards them. L'rachem doesn't only mean to have pity, it also means to love, as we know from Aramaic. So that the idea of the nations of the world now serving the Jews is an expression of divine love towards the Jewish people, a reversal of the situation where the nations of the world exile the Jews. Now the nations of the world are causing the return and are assisting and facilitating the return. Pasuk 11, Yud Aleph. Ufituchu she'arayach tamid yomam v'layla lo yisageru lehavi elayach chel goyim umalcheihem nehugim. Your gates shall be open day and night, never will they close, in order to bring towards you the muchness of nations and their kings led. The idea that their kings are being led almost as captives suggests that Jerusalem is the chief city of the world, and it is towards Jerusalem that all the nations of the world are forced to turn their attention because Jerusalem's political power in the world. So Jerusalem's gates are open day and night. World superpower who admits travelers at all hours because there are so very many of them. The muchness of nations, the Chel Goyim, come towards Yerushalayim and their kings are being led. Pasuk 12, Ki ha-goy va-mamlacha asher lo ya'avduch yovedu va-goyim charov yecheravu, because the nation and the kingdoms who do not serve you will be destroyed, and those nations charov yecheravu, to be destroyed, referring with cherev, sword, also cherev from Lashon, dryness. These nations will be totally eliminated. The idea of all nations of the world are required to serve Yerushalayim on pain of elimination. This refers back to the policy of the Assyrian Empire. There's no mention that Jerusalem will enforce this policy on the nations of the world, but the nations of the world will somehow be eliminated if they do not serve Yerushalayim. Now, from Pasuk 13 through Pasuk 17, we have descriptions of the materials that the nations of the world will bring to ensure the rebuilding of the temple. So now we have the restoration of Jerusalem from a physical point of view as chief city. Pasuk 13 through Pasuk 17, the nations of the world bringing materials to Jerusalem. Kvod halvanon elayich yavo, the glorious parts of Lebanon will come towards you. What are those? Berosh tidharu ta'ashur yachdav. Rosh Titaru Tashur, the three trees that are used in Mesopotamian temple building, the juniper, the cypress, and a third type of tree whose identity is somewhat unclear, they will come together to glorify, to make chief the place of God's temple, and as a result of the people bringing these things, God also will honor the place of his legs. Makom raglai achabed, the temple being spoken of metaphorically here as God's footstool. So the place of my legs I will honor. Sort of the temple being the place where God rests his legs in a metaphoric sense. God is in the heaven. The temple is the place where he causes his earthly presence to rest. And it is, first of all, the nations of the world who bring these materials. But as a result, God will cause his temple, God himself will honor his temple as well. Again, the idea of an awakening in the lower, in the human world, followed by an awakening in the divine realm. In Hasidic language, itaruta de titaa, the awakening from below, followed by an itaruta de ilah, awakening from above. Pasuk 14. V'halchu eleich shechoach b'nei me'anayich. V'ishtachavu al kapot raglayich komena atzayich.
Those who tormented you and brought you low will come towards you bowing down. And they will bow down on their feet. All those who made light of you, me'anayich, all those who made light of you, will bow down towards you.
V'karu lach ir Hashem tzion kadosh Yisrael. They will call you the city of God, Zion, the Holy One of Israel.
Throughout Sefer Yeshaya, Kadosh Yisrael means, is a reference to God, the Holy One of Israel. And here, one can understand this pasuk, because the nations of the world will say, why will they honor you? Because you are the city of God. You are the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. So the city of God, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. They see Jerusalem as a divine possession.
Pasuk 15. Tachat hayotech azuva usnua ve'ein over v'samtich ligon olam mesos dor vador.
Instead of your being placed, an abandoned one, a hated one, with no passers-by, I will make you into the world pride, world chiefness, rejoicing for generations and generations. The idea of Jerusalem was once abandoned, and now Jerusalem is a rejoicing for generations and generations. This evokes in some ways the last two stanzas of Yerushalayim Shel Zahav, Naomi Shemer's song, which speaks of the emptiness of Yerushalayim and then the return to Yerushalayim. And one could, I suppose, argue Yerushalayim is not abandoned. There are other nations who inhabit Yerushalayim at various points. But from the prophet's point of view, when the Jews are not in Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim is abandoned from its sons, the sons of the metaphoric city of Yerushalayim, the city of God.
Pasuk 16. V'yanakt chelev goyim v'shod melachim tinaki. You shall suck the milk of nations. And shod here is a word with two meanings. And the breast of nations you will suck, and the spoil of nations you shall suck. So the idea is that Jerusalem is living off the nations. The nations are bringing their wealth into Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim is deriving its sustenance from the nations. Yerushalayim is receiving tribute from around the world. It is honored.
V'yadat ki ani Hashem Moshi'ech v'goalech avir Yaakov. You shall know that I am God who redeems you, your Redeemer, the Chief One of Yaakov. So ki yadat ki ani, and you shall know that the cause of all this redemption and all the nations bringing tribute is divine providence. Now this is expressed in Pasuk 17, where the bringers of divine tribute up to now have been the nations. Now in Pasuk 17, it is God himself who brings the tribute. And there's an interesting change here.
Tachat ha-nechoshet avi zahav, v'tachat ha-barzel avi chesef, v'tachat ha-itzim nechoshet, v'tachat ha-avanim barzel, v'samtich v'kudatech shalom, v'nungsayich tzedaka.
So instead of the brass, I shall bring gold. Instead of the iron, I shall bring silver. Instead of the wood, I shall bring brass. Instead of the stones, I shall bring iron. God is replacing all the metals and stones and wood of Yerushalayim with more precious objects. And the precious objects are all metals, so that Yerushalayim will be totally built out of metals, and therefore Yerushalayim will shine. So it is divine action that brings the shine to Yerushalayim. This goes back to the theme we saw in the very first pasuk, where the light of the city is caused by God, and it goes back to a theme we see at the end of the parak, where the light of the city is caused by God replacing the light of the sun.
Pasuk 18. Lo yishama od chamas be'artzech, shod v'shever b'gvulayich. No longer shall violent thievery be heard in your land, destruction and woe in your borders. V'karat yeshua chomotayich usha'arayich tehila. Your gate shall be called salvation. Your wall shall be called salvation, your gate shall be called praise.
There is a practice in the ancient world of naming the gates of the capital city after the king, and or after the king's exploits, and here the gates and walls of the capital city are being called salvation and praise.
Pasuk 19, we go back to the idea of God as the bringer of the shine to Jerusalem, and as the light of the city. Pasuk 19.
Lo yelach od hashemesh leor yomam ulnoga hayareach lo yair lach. The sun will no longer be a daylight for you, and the luminescence of the moon will not shine upon you.
Vayalach Hashem le'or olam ve'lokayich le'tifarteich. God shall be for you an eternal light. Your God shall be a source of chiefness. The chiefness of Yerushalayim is its God. The light of Yerushalayim is God. How does that happen?
It is God who brings the building materials, but in a deeper sense, it is God who makes Yerushalayim recognized in the world, who makes the nations of the world pay attention to Yerushalayim, and who ultimately causes the Jews to return as well. So here we have the reverse, the idea of God's actions causing human beings to react. So here the Itaruta de Ilah, God's actions, seem to precede the Itaruta de Tzita, the human beings' reactions. So it is God who, here God is the primary actor, and human beings are the reactors. And this divine light is very different from a natural light, as we see in Pasuk Kaf. Although the natural light also comes from God, so we know natural light is something that only happens at certain parts of the 24-hour cycle. Pasuk 20, Lo yavo od shimshech v'yerechech lo ye'asef. The sun will no longer set upon you, nor will your moon be gathered in. In other words, the sun and the moon will no longer be things that Jerusalem depends upon for light, because sun and the moon are only there during certain parts of the day. Ki Hashem yelach le'or olam v'shalmu yemei evlech. God will be your eternal light. The days of your mourning will be over. Ve'amech kulam tzadikim le'olam yeshu aretz netzer mata'ai ma'asei yadai lehitpa'er. This is one of the conclusions of the Perek. Your nation will be totally righteous. They will always inherit the land. The shoots of my planting, the work of my hands, in whom I glorify. Wow. Pasuk 22, Hakaton yeh la'elef v'hatzair l'goy atzum, ani Hashem be'ita achishena. Now the Perek as a whole is a description of Jerusalem. I say this before I translate Pasuk 22. The Perek as a whole is a description of Jerusalem becoming the chief city of the world, becoming central to the world, God's light shining on Yerushalayim, God, the nations of the world bringing tribute to Yerushalayim, the Jews returning, and God bringing special materials that cause Yerushalayim to have a 24-hour shine. Is this realistic? Can this happen? Is this something that we can even think about happening? That is the idea that is addressed in the very last Pasuk of the Perek. The doubts of the people are palpable and real. Yerushalayim, that's in the time of the return to Zion, in the time of Bayit Sheni, is a peripheral city in the world. Nations don't look towards Yerushalayim. The Jews have to be forced to live in Yerushalayim. Nehemiah has to cast lots to encourage 10% of the Jews in the land to actually move to Jerusalem. It is a city with no economic base. Can it ever become this chief city in the world? That is the question addressed in Pasuk 22. Hakaton yeh la'elef. The small one will become 1,000. V'atzair l'goy atzum. The youngest one to a power, or the smallest one to a powerful nation. I am Hashem, ani Hashem, bi'ita achishena. In its time, I will hasten it. The idea that, yes, it can happen. A small one can become a large one. A small one can become 1,000. A young one, a junior person can become a powerful nation. I am Hashem. In its time, I will cause it to happen speedily.